This news update is being brought to you by Advanced Auto Glass and More. For windshield replacement, stone chip repair, and Boss snowplows, they also sell and install custom glass enclosures. See Advanced Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. Here's the latest news from the Associated Press in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. The executor of O.J. Simpson's estate says he will work to prevent a payout of a $33.5 million judgment stemming from a wrongful death lawsuit filed years ago by the families of Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman. Simpson's will was filed Friday in a Clark County court in Nevada, naming his longtime lawyer Malcolm Laverne as the executor. The document shows Simpson's property was placed into a trust that was created this year. Laverne told the Las Vegas Review-Journal that the entirety of Simpson's estate has not yet been tallied. Flash flooding caused by relentless heavy rains that soaked western Pennsylvania has spurred numerous rescues and evacuations in the region. The National Weather Service said nearly 3 inches of rain fell in a short time late Thursday in parts of Allegheny County. Rescue crews in the Pittsburgh suburb of Oakdale used watercraft to evacuate or rescue some residents. No injuries were reported. Parts of New England were also dealing with flooding as more rain came early Friday. The first drug shown to slow Alzheimer's hit the U.S. market over a year ago, but sales have lagged and diagnosis and treatment remain complicated. Major hospital systems have taken months to iron out plans to administer Leqembi, which requires regular infusions and imaging scans. Some health insurers have rejected coverage, and doctors expect that some patients will hesitate to take Leqembi. Doctors say it will take years to learn more about how the drug works outside the controlled studies that led to its approval. A bird flu outbreak in U.S. dairy cows has spread to more than 24 herds in 8 states. That comes weeks after the nation's largest egg producer found the virus in his chickens. Health officials continue to stress that the risk to the public is low and that the U.S. food supply remains safe and stable. Commercial milk remains safe and available because pasteurization, a high heat treatment, kills bacteria and viruses. But there is limited information about possible transmission of the virus in unpasteurized milk or cheese products. That is prompting officials to warn consumers about the known risks of consuming raw milk. Federal authorities say North Atlantic right whale has been spotted entangled in a rope off New England in an already devastating year for the vanishing animals. The right whales number less than 360 and are vulnerable to entanglement in fishing gear and collisions with ships. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the entangled whale was seen Tuesday about 50 miles south of Rhode Island's Black Island. NOAA says in a statement the whale has rope coming out of both sides of its mouth and has been far from shore. That makes it difficult for rescuers to help. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on WLEW after this.
Hi, this is Dave with Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe. We offer many services to better service our customers in the community. Our auto glass services include windshield replacements, including ADAS recalibration, on-the-spot stone chip repairs, and door glass replacements. We can service semis and agricultural vehicles such as tractors and combines as well. We install thermal panes, custom shower glass enclosures, and cut flat glass at your convenience. We do it all, from sales to service to installation. Stop on in or call us today at 989-269-6655.
In state news, rookie Marcus Sasser scored 24 points in his hometown return, including 13 straight Detroit points during a stretch of the third quarter, and the Pistons beat the Dallas Mavericks, playing without Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, 107-89 on Friday night. The Pistons led for most of the night against a Mavericks team that had won 5 consecutive games. Chimezie Metu scored 18 points for Detroit, matching a career high with 4 three-pointers. Jalen Hardy scored a season-high 25 points off the bench for the Mavericks. The first parents convicted in a U.S. mass school shooting have been sentenced to at least 10 years in prison in Michigan. The judge said Tuesday that Jennifer and James Crumbly missed opportunities that could have prevented their son from possessing a gun and killing four students at Oxford High School in 2021. Judge Cheryl Matthews says poor parenting was not on trial. Rather, the judge says the Crumblys ignored things that, quote, should have raised the hair on the back of their necks. The Crumblys were convicted of involuntary manslaughter. They were accused of failing to secure a gun and ignoring Ethan Crumbly's mental health. And I'll take a look at your local news on WLEW after this.
Do you still have that pesky chip or crack in your windshield that you've been neglecting to fix because then you would have to make yet another appointment to recalibrate it at your dealership? Well, not with Advanced Auto Glass and More. We include ADAS calibration with the installation of your windshield. This is Dave. Not only can we fix your car's windshield, but we can also do semis, tractors, and combine windows. We install thermal pane glass, do custom shower glass enclosures, and cut flat glass to your specs. We do it all. From sales to service to installation, stop on in or call Advanced Auto Glass and More of Bad Axe today at 989-269-6655.
In local news, there will be a fundraiser for a young woman who is battling pancreatic cancer while facing mounting medical bills. The benefit meal and auction will be from 1 to 5 p.m. tomorrow, Sunday, April 14th, at the Tuscola County Fairgrounds Midway Hall at 700 South Elmer Street in Cairo. The meal will consist of meatballs, chicken, mashed potatoes, corn, desserts, and other items. The cost for an adult meal is $14. The cost for the youths age 5 to 10 is $7, and those under age 5 are free. There will be a 50-50 raffle and a silent auction from 1 to 4 p.m., along with a bake sale from 1 to 5 p.m. For questions or more information, you can call Gloria Lara at 810-656-2093. Proceeds from the event will go toward the medical bills. The Village of Peck is among the 13 municipalities that will share more than $2.8 million awarded by the state for improvement projects. Peck's share is $233,250. Of that funding, $25,000 is for upgrading the equipment of the Village Police Department. $64,000 will go toward infrastructure replacement at the Village Hall and Community Center buildings, and $145,000 will go toward sidewalk work. The money comes from the state's Financially Distressed Cities, Villages, and Townships, or FDCVT, grant program. And that is the news for this hour here on WLEW. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb Marion news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Advanced Auto Glass and More. For windshield replacement, stone chip repair, and Boss snowplows. They also sell and install custom glass enclosures. See Advanced Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road.